It's time for the second funniest podcast with your hosts, the Kevin Miller and Justin Wersch. Have fun, guys.
Well, thank you, Sam. Hello and welcome to the second funniest podcast. I'm your host, Justin Wersch. This is episode 416, 416. With me, as always, is the one, the Joe Montana in everyone's eye. The antithesis to any cowboy or cowgirl. Yeah. The red and gold, the red and white, the chief, the arrowhead, the 49er, the all-in-one. The KevinMiller.com. Jump press circle button, Kevin.
Well, thank you, Seattle Mariner. Baseball player.
What's that from? Where they're looking for the Mariner. Oh, that bothered me, that movie. You're the Mariner. Is that Waterworld?
Yes.
Where Kevin Costner is known as the Mariner?
Yep.
That reminds me, I think I've never talked about it on the show, but I want to do a podcasting bit because it happens all the time in podcasts.
You did talk about this already.
On the show?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I talk about it off the air. I may have talked about it on Ustream.
All right, go ahead.
I'm pretty sure.
Do it,
no,
go.
It doesn't need to be covered. Well, I want to do a bit we just do nothing but reference things that we don't look up. Because you're listening to it, and either A, you've looked it up on your computer, or you know the answer, and you're just angry and yelling, and it's hilarious because it's in a medium that you could just hit a button and pause it, and then go find the information and come right back, and no one will know time has passed.
It's like I got schooled by Sam on the Facebook wall because he put a playthrough of him playing Guild Wars online.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I told you I was doing a playthrough of a game and you could watch YouTube videos, what would you expect?
I would expect to see a character moving around like a vision of the screen, like a screenshot.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And if it was Guild Wars, I would expect a lengthy video.
Okay, good. Both of those are accurate. What do you think if you were watching again a playthrough, what do you think my expertise level of the game would be?
Oh, I see. I would say journeyman.
Yeah.
I would say expert. I would say I have a bit of I love Sam so much. Because it just reminded me of when we played Red Dead Redemption on the Gamer Day. Oh my God, I got on a horse. I'm on a horse. What's going on? Oh, we're shooting each other. Bully. That's offensive. And I think racist.
A little bit of
I think it's racist.
The English are a racist.
Sam, I apologize for offending your black ways.
According to Sam, who is a white man living in a black country.
You couldn't tell by his voice. You heard that accent. So
black people. Do you watch? You watch Doctor Who, the new Doctor Who?
I do.
Yeah. Don't tell
me.
Hold on.
I'm already on David Tennant.
Oh, wow. You're way ahead. I'm just on episode 7. So a playthrough is just a person playing the game. What you described is a walkthrough or a guide. According to Sam, that could be a British thing where they're like, there's a difference, but I'll tell you this.
I want it to be a Sam thing.
Watching somebody play a game is just about the dullest thing, because especially Guild Wars, they spend the first 5 minutes going, where are you? Where are you? I don't know. Where are you? What is this? I don't know. Where are we?
Like, this is in-game or just headsets? People are talking on their headsets?
I think it's both. They headset it and they recorded the audio of them talking to each other while playing through the game. And it's at the very beginning. They have no skills or anything. They're just wandering around in this field. And they're like, how do I move left? How do I move right? What? Do I click on you?
Yeah, but there's got to be somebody.
And then pockets of silence. Just nothing. What are we doing?
Leroy Jenkins.
And he's got four of those.
He's got four videos?
He kept that 15 minutes long.
And you saw all of them?
No, I couldn't do that.
Here's what I think, though.
Sam did the intro to this to us, so it's not like we don't know the guy.
Yeah.
He's a buddy. We're not just making fun of some random guy, unlike last time.
Like, everybody should have a black friend. He's my friend that wears a sweater vest. it's funny because I feel like that there's got to be somebody who's into that.
Do I sound like I wear a sweater vest?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Like, who is into that? Who has nothing better to do with their time?
Well, you can't, that's where you get, you can't add that weight to it.
I am. Who has nothing better? Because, no, come on. If you have the internet at your disposal, and you can watch, I get recording it. I understand, like, I think I'm cool. I want to record myself, watch myself play a game. He's got 11 freaking views on some of these. He's got so many of these videos now. He's up to The number four has 18 views on it. He's done 13 of these. None of them are less than 14 minutes long.
I want to make this like like Howard Stern's Sanjaya. I want to make this a viral video where people are like, dude, you have to see this. This is so hilarious. Because people are going to watch all 15 minutes of it, waiting for some payoff at the end, like a zombie to jump out and scare them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Two girls and doing something inappropriate in ice cream. You know what I mean? That kind
of
thing.
Wow.
Some people who don't know what I'm referencing are just like, that's weird. And then other people are vomiting right now.
Vomiting all over the place.
But yeah, like, so they're just going to watch all 15 minutes of it. And it's just a great, you know, practical joke that we played on the internet.
No, but it's like, there are 13 of these. Can you boost me up? And by my sending to you?
Yeah.
Wait, where are you guys at?
That's Sam. It has to be Sam.
Whoa. That's their show.
That's their show. Wait, that's a show?
Well, it's a playthrough.
Got it.
I don't know. Goatman. You can go on Goatmanification, I think is his YouTube channel.
I love it.
And he's got a... Yeah, Goatmanification.
I love all of it.
Thanks, Sam.
I love all
of
it.
There's your plug for your Guild Wars playthrough.
Why is it that this is not... I was going to say you moved on from the beard to a headbutt.
Terrible.
This is going to make me feel like I can make my own internet reality show. People are going to watch me take care of
my
kids.
Well, here's the deal is that he has 18 views. Not 18,000 views.
But still.
18
but
people.
Still, see what I'm saying, though? What I'm saying is that there's a niche for everything on the internet.
That's what I'm saying is I don't... Why? Why would anybody but Sam and his friends watch themselves play these games?
Be Sam and his friends watching themselves play this game because they've already played the game.
That's what I'm saying. When I was in the ninth grade, I got a video camera for Christmas present. It was before iPhones and everything, before your shoes had a camera in them because now everything's got a camera in it.
Your shoes got a camera in
them? Yeah, of course.
What's the contract on that? Because I will switch.
It's got a 3G.
Oh.
It's a mobile app. So all we did was videotape ourselves messing around in front of the camera, and then we'd watch it in reverse. That's how we spent an entire summer. We'd just sit there in front of the TV, and we'd set the camera up to the TV at the same time so we could see what it looked like, and we'd juggle, in quotes, throw stuff at each other, get into fights, wrestle, jump, and then play it backwards and be like, that was cool. Want to do it again? Yeah.
I still think, I mean, clearly there are at least 18 people who have said, oh, I want to see this. Mm. Maybe they use it as like a real trailer, like without all the marketing pizzazz. You can actually see how like quick the game is, how action packed it is to watch somebody just play it. That's a better review.
With a different game, not with this game, because in Guild Wars, you're not doing I guess. It does show the world. It shows the graphics.
Right.
It shows the customization of the character, the limited customization.
It shows the rude interaction you may have with your friends online. Because a lot of places they say that, you know, they don't have a rating for your experience online.
That's right.
So
who knows what it's gonna
now
be.
You know that. Are you going to effing introduce me or not?
Are you going to have to bleep him out later?
I don't know. No, I don't care. It's British. People don't speak that here.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. They don't understand. I mean, maybe some of our British listeners.
He plays for so long, 15 minutes, and he doesn't have a single skill. Through this whole thing,
he's running around
a pond. I'm watching in fast time. It's okay. I don't need to have opinions about everything.
Yes,
just,
you do.
Just Guild Wars.
It's not really an opinion. We're just talking about
today.
It.
Let's talk about the history of the Game Boy.
Got it.
About that.
Let's do
enough
that.
With poor Sam. So I can do the traffic.
Now he's poor. Now you're attacking his financial level.
I don't know. He's got to be doing okay.
Sweater vests aren't cheap.
He bought Guild Wars. That's like an $8 game. With free online play. Seriously, why not? It's okay. We need to play, Sam. We'll load it up. Load it up and play it.
Maybe that's you that his friend was saying, are you going to effing introduce me or not?
Yeah, that was me. Yeah. When I play with Sam, I'm British.
No, I was saying who you were going to be introduced to, but I like your idea too. You just get vulgar and British on Guild Wars. It's like I have a whole other life.
Well, I think I've said this before, but when I played Guild Wars initially, I pretended to be a woman just by using words that a woman would use, and you get a lot more attention.
Oh, yeah.
Until that one guy was like, hey, how about that shower later? And I'm like, bro, I'm a guy. Back it off there, dude.
So does that mean your place? Or?
But if you say, hey, would someone be a doll and help me out with blah, 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 people respond. But if you go, hey, does anybody know where the thing is? No one talks to you.
Now, when he says, how about the shower? Like, is he thinking you're going to Skype a shower?
That's, I don't know. These are questions I didn't
Because I would love to have Skyped a shower as a man.
Yeah, I think, well, we were in a group together playing, you know,
like
doing
chat
a mission.
Roulette.
And yeah, we were doing a mission together. And then when we were done, we're like, oh, okay, good job, guys. And then I went off to go, you know, take care of my inventory or something. And so he sends me a personal message like, hey, how about that shower? Because I think at some point in the mission, we had all joked about, all right, great. Good job, team. Go team. Let's all hit the showers. Okay. And so he's like, so how about that shower? I think he was trying to say like, hey, I'm still interested in you. It seemed like we were able to hit it off during that mission. And like, and I thought about it. I'm like, should I reveal it? I'm like, no, it doesn't matter. I really don't want to deal with this guy. I have no obligation to him at all. So, bro, I'm a dude.
Come on. I like hanging out with you, Smything07. I think that,
Smiting.
I don't know what that means. But
it's pretty good.
I just feel like you're one of the guys, and that's what I'm into.
I am one of the guys.
Oh, yeah. All right, good. Were you loosey-goosey? You're not uptight? I appreciate that.
My avatar is a woman, but I have a penis. Make that a drop.
I just do that more. I keep forgetting.
Well, all the wonderful drops. What year did the Game Boy come out?
Justin? I'm going to guess 19... Ooh, hold on. Let me think, because I had one right after my parents got a divorce. So I'm going to say 88.
Very close. 1989. North
89.
America.
That was my first guess.
Yeah.
In North Dakota? Is that what you just said?
North America.
Oh,
North America.
the early release in North Dakota. We're going to test it there.
Why don't they get anything first? I was born there. It's like, why
they got you
get
first.
Nothing? It's like we have these states in our union that are less important to us than Canada, which is saying a lot considering how much we make fun of Canada as Americans.
Look at them with their syrup.
First of all,
hockey.
We call ourselves Americans, and they're on America as well.
Oh.
Right?
We should kick them out like we did them Indians.
That's why. When, if you go across country, if you go anywhere else in the world, they refer to us as living in the States. But we would say, I'm an American. I'm an American.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. If Sam was here, he'd say, yeah, you live in the States. That's
really?
What they say. They don't say you're American.
I don't like them turning their nose up at us. I want to start being recognized as a freaking American because I discovered America. With my Spanish friend.
Okay, so the Game Boy.
Yeah.
Very powerful little device. This is going to work out great. So what games did you have when you had your initial game? I didn't know you had a 1989 Game Boy.
Oh, yeah. My parents had just divorced in 19...
Oh, so it was like Disneyland to you. Like Disneyland Dad?
What do you mean?
Your parents get divorced and then...
The guy that got tasered and pepper sprayed? Did you see that video on Facebook?
Yeah. No.
There's a guy who got pepper sprayed like... 80 gallons of pepper spray poured on him because he was drunk in front of the Tower of Terror. And there's this college co-ed chick who's like, what are you doing? This is Disneyland. Just stay down. Stay down. Stop. There are kids here. It's just that. A lot of that. And then like one elderly Disneyland security guard in his freaking Southern Florida sun hat. Who's trying to wrestle. And it's funny because in the beginning, he's like, no, guys, I got this. Guys, back
up. Nice.
No, I don't want anybody to get hurt, you know? And then the guy keeps swinging and kicking while this chick is yelling at him. And then these, like, three dudes, like, pin him to the ground and, like, hold him down.
Wow.
And this guy's like, hold my beer. Like,
yes.
He's slowly pinning him down. And the guy's like, I can't breathe. Get off of me. And they go, we did this. This was, like, the third time they had to hold him down. He goes, I'm sorry. This one guy's like, I'm sorry, but you won't. Just stay down. This is the third time you have to just lay here. So I don't know what the name of it was. I just saw it on Facebook.
I got to find that.
It to the other podcast.
Was that in Disney World or Disneyland?
Disneyland.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because it was right. You could tell it's right in front of the Tower of Terror.
Duh.
In
California awesome.
Adventure.
I love that her
stay
rationale
down.
Is. Yeah. And then a BART police came up and shot him in the back. He died an hour later.
Meant to taser him.
Too soon?
Yeah, a little bit. I won't get over it.
So Disneyland dads
are the
ones...
We are here in America.
Disneyland dads are the ones that, like, after your parents get divorced, your dad comes back and is like, well, I'll take the kids to Disneyland. And you go out and you have a great time. And then it looks like, oh, I should live with dad because it's really great.
Yes,
and
but it was my mother. That's
yeah.
I had a Game Boy mom.
Did she give it to you as a way of saying sorry? Or was it more like, hey, kid... don't freak out. Here's a Game Boy.
I think I don't
cope
think
with
it was,
this.
I don't think it was a sorry. There was I felt, and I don't know because I've never had this conversation with them, but there was definitely a difference in the level of gift giving. Mm. For instance, I had three presents the first Christmas after my parents split up from my dad. I had a hallway stacked two levels high for my mom that first Christmas, and one of them was a Game Boy with a carrying case.
What do you mean a hallway?
My parents' hallway. Like my dad had my dad had to come and pick me up, and we loaded up. I remember this. I think it really bummed my dad out because he had to like. It was just like, oh, this, you know, 20 minutes of carrying nothing but all these toys that, you know, his ex-wife had gotten for me. And
now he has now to be the curator of them. Yeah.
Now that I'm a father, I understand that it's like, if this works out, that this is what it takes to make him happy. Like, how could I be mad at him?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
But at the same time, like, man, does this suck? Like, I'm the one who's here. I'm the one who's doing this, you know?
And you've now set the bar.
Yeah.
So now every time you're upset, I have to go get a truckload of toys.
Yes.
To calm you down.
But my dad, within a few days, felt immediately better because it didn't matter to me. Like all those toys.
Good.
It was weirdly enough is that that was the year that I was struggling with whether Santa was real. And there was some, maybe it was the Polar Express book, I think it was, that came out. Yeah. Or that came out. It was invented.
Books were.
Yeah. They, in Modesto that year, they were. No,
you get everything 10 to 15 years after us.
But that, so for some reason, I wanted Santa's sleigh bells to prove that he was real. So that was one of the things I asked for in my letter to Santa. So my dad literally got me like two or three little, like, remember Mask? Do you remember
that?
Yeah. So the Mask toys.
Yeah, loved them.
And he got me a couple of those and one other thing. And then one of the boxes jingled.
Oh.
And it was just a leather strip that he had tied jingle bells to whatever. And like said, I just realized, what if nobody's that young that's listening to the show? That,
nah.
Yeah, okay.
If they are, listen, I'm really sorry. Your parents have been lying to you.
Or maybe not. Maybe they haven't.
This is going to do a lot for your trust.
Oh, boy.
With
I'm
going to
feel horrible. But anyway, pedophiles ruin Santa.
He touched me where? Subheadline.
Not my heart.
That's not a jolly belly.
So, yeah. So he and that was my favorite present. To this day, that's the only thing I have from Christmas is those sleigh bells. And it was, that was a big deal for me.
That's
cool. I have them. They sit in my drawer. I know exactly.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very sweet. Yeah. But you got the case from your mom.
I got the case, the black case.
As a way of buying off your love.
I had the...
You had a black case?
Yes.
Oh, sweet. For the thing or for the whole, like, the carrying...
It was a carrying case. Like most of the listeners won't remember, but back in the day, they used to have these, like, black case. Logic was kind of like a popular brand that you would hold, like, a Walkman or your CD collection would be in there, and you would carry that stuff around with you before it fit in an iPod.
Yeah.
And so there was, like, a case. Logic style Nintendo case. I had the light that hooked onto the top of it that had the magnifying glass on it, so that and it would show light at the little LCD screen. And I think I had like a Mario Brother type game that I remember.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I want to say like I had Q-Bert.
Oh wow!
Or was it Q-Bert or what's the one where he jumps around? Like it seemed like I had a couple of arcade games. Am I crazy?
Yeah, no, those were there. Q-Bert was the one.
I had Q-Bert. I was not good at it, and I got very angry at it. Did Pac-Man come with? I felt like I had a lot of regular arcade games.
I imagine Namco put out a game. Yeah. They, because we got one, same thing. We got ours from from my biological father, who gave it to my brother and I, which had he lived.
One?
Yes. Had he lived with us, would have known that that was a giant mistake.
Yeah.
Because all we did was fight over that stupid thing. And to this day, that's like this neutral territory that we're both like, well, what do I? And I think I have it. I think that it was such a point of contention because
have it to this day.
I have it in this closet somewhere, I'm sure, because it was such a point of contention that I know I wanted it. I needed it. There was something I didn't need a lot. But when I needed it, it was like, that. I need that.
Yeah.
That's what I want. My brother was better at having a lot of different interests and being very good at them and also getting everything, which drove me nuts. Somehow, he convinced my family that he was the only one that should get Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle toys, the little action figures. So I was never allowed to own
those. Why is that convincing? I don't even understand.
I don't know. He somehow it was just agreed upon in our family that that's what he collected.
That's John's thing.
John got those. I got Mini Micro Machines. But he owned Just listen to me. He owned mini micro machines. Like, he had some of those. And so I was like, well, then I should be able to ask for a couple of Ninja Turtles. And I put those on my list. And I remember clearly when I said, they said, what do you want for Christmas? I was like, well, there's a couple Ninja Turtle toys I really want.
Those are for John. Are you serious?
Yeah. Swear to you. Wow. It was my grandma. But still, yeah. Still, like, that was the rule. So, but he got, and the other thing is, he got every Ninja Turtle that was there. There wasn't one that came out in that line that he didn't own. And then what did he do? He sold them all for like $5 at some garage sale later when we were older. It was so ridiculous. Anywho, dialing it back.
Sorry.
Back to Game Boy. I didn't know this would lock on.
I want to know what our kids say about us. Like, don't you have these moments where you feel like your parents are completely unaware of what's going on? And
but see, that's the thing. Like, my mom and my stepdad, who I called dad, would have known better, would have known not to make us share a Game Boy.
I'm really thinking that it's funny that you ask. Like,
in a
sense, the idea of Christmas or your birthday is that, what would you like?
Yeah.
And you ask for it, and then they go, no, that's for your
brother. I don't understand.
Were you, the only thing I can think of is that there's this perception that you're constantly trying to horn in on what was his thing.
See, that's what, I should sit down with my brother now that we're both adults and ask him, was he really hurting at some point and felt like that as I was the older brother would take his stuff from, I don't know.
You were a trailblazer.
Yeah, maybe. And for him to have any sort of security, the family decided, you know what, he just needs to have this one collection and not have to share it with his brother. Maybe, if that's true, I made it up just now and it was never explained to me.
Well, I think that I do know from having two kids that, and I don't have this, but I've seen it in other people, there is this weird desire to make sure that each kid has their own identity.
Yeah, I get that.
So maybe that's where it's coming from.
What helps him have an identity by not letting me have a toy? Like, mm-hmm. I don't get that. Anyway, mm-hmm. How much time do we have?
10 minutes. I apologize. I messed that up. I took it way off the rails. And I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. Our neighbor kids had a Game Boy, and I wanted it so bad, and we finally got this Game Boy, and we got the whole thing. We got the Game Boy case, not the Logic one that you had,
Mine was Game Boy. It said Game Boy.
Oh, okay.
It was like a flat panel that had a little section that was that old plastic wrapped in almost like a felt.
Mine was white.
Yours was black.
Got it.
Gray. I think it was like a gray and purple.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. And everything locked in place.
Yes, you would set it in there and it would have a home and a little spot for all your games and
we had that
each of the accessories.
Most ridiculous thing. And that was the thing. There was actually an ad in comic books, because we collected those as well, that said, like, portable and unportable. And it was for, like, the portable kid, the Game Boy. There was, like, this dorky kid with his Game Boy with no accessories. And he's like, he's playing his Game Boy. And then it said, totally unportable. And the other kid's got, like, his case. And he's got all these, he's got the light genie or whatever. And he's got the AC cord and all this stuff. And it was for whoever was making all these accessories. And he's like, cool. He's got the glasses and the spiked hair. And
the Ray-Bans.
Yeah, and I was like, I even knew then. No, the thing is supposed to be a mobile device. Why would it be cool to buy a bunch of crap to go along with it? I don't understand.
Because I remember all I really liked about it was that, like, if I ever... it was nice because my parents were divorced.
Yeah.
So, like, if I ever went over to somebody else's house, I had a game I could play no matter what.
Yeah.
And the AC adapter, like, I could sit in the bed in my mom's, which always felt weird.
Right.
I could sit in the bed and plug it in and play at night. You know,
that's what I was going to say. It needed an AC adapter.
Yes.
In order to work. Or four AA batteries that went like that.
You couldn't play half a day.
And then it took another thing to have the light on it. The light plugged into, like, some port on it as well, right? And that's how it got the light. So that would drain the batteries as well.
Yes.
And it was like a little, like a gorilla arm, like a little worm, right? It wasn't a thing that's...
No, it was a frame. It was like an L frame. Yeah,
it
had that magnifying glass that flipped out and you would connect onto the top.
Yep.
And
it had the little, like, light inside of it. How much were those things? I remember them being like $120.
The lights or...
No, the whole game, like at a Game Boy at the time, because I was under the impression that they were impossible when my parents weren't buying them for us. They made me believe that $100 was just outside of the reach of a toy. Like, nothing should cost $100.
I think it might have.
It might have been
pre-electronic entertainment.
I think that really it had to do with the value system, as we talked about before.
Because there's no way that a game like a Nintendo had to be about $100-$150. That's what a market would have bared. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
And so there's no way that a Game Boy could cost the same, or could it because it was portable?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like it was. I think it was as much as the...
Do you mean hit pause and we can look it up so we're not the guys
who are trying to figure it out?
Describing us looking up on
we
the
don't
internet.
Need to hit pause.
Okay, we'll just figure it out.
I remember now.
Oh, okay.
It was $189.95.
Well, how much was the Nintendo?
$249, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I knew that off the top of my head.
Now, that was for the original. That's where it came with the robot and the light gun and the gyromat thing that nobody cared about.
Yeah.
Did you ever play the gyro with the robot?
No, but I saw one on a dumpster once.
Was like it spinning the dumpster?
No, like a kid had thrown it away, and I was like, oh, I want to take the gyromat.
So they are the same price then, about.
About that.
Because the smaller bundle was $199. And you said the Game Boy was $189. So $10 less.
Yeah.
Wow, what a time.
But the Nintendo came
out... How much did the Vita cost?
$300 for the 3G model. So it's all like...
So it's the same kind of... It's all in there. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit more. And that's one of the
complaints.
Because
you'd pay about $300 for a PS3 and $300 for the portable.
That's the thing I think is funny, because I remember paying $50 for Ninja Turtles, the video game, in 1992. And now I can buy most games for between $50 and $60. I think when we went up to the HD games, they jumped up
$10. $10, yeah.
And that's it. It had been $50. I was buying PS2 games for $50. And the PS2 games could fit six of the of the Nintendo games. And now I can fit three of the PS2 games on one. I don't understand. Anywho, so the... could you imagine now with a PS Vita or something taking four AA batteries and would be all it would take? Yeah.
I would be curious to see, like, I would be interested in trying to figure out the wiring. Maybe our friend at school who wrote in to correct
That's what I was going
to
say, is you leap forward a little.
Like to hook up wire four AA batteries together and then plug it into the AC adapter. And then see how long you could run your Vita off of that.
Oh, you want to do that's saying? A serious experiment.
Yeah, like just...
While you do that, you should hack it so you can do remote play.
Yes.
So, because it was a few Game Boys down the line, the Game Boy Color, one of its successors, that had a transparent version of it. So you could actually see the guts of the inside
of
the Game Boy.
Yes, I remember. I had that too.
You had the Game Boy Color.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did.
Oh, yeah.
This is fascinating.
I had a paper route. That was after the year after that. I had a paper route. I was a 9-year-old making $400 a month.
I see.
So
you were doing well.
Yes.
And see, because there was like a Game Boy Pocket, which came after somewhere. Yeah, Game Boy Pocket was the first like redesign of the Game Boy. And it's funny that they.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was the same technology, identical to Game Boy, except for like half the size.
Really? Oh, thin. Yeah,
thin.
It was thinner.
Yeah. So,
I remember this, but I never had it.
Yeah. My brother didn't. When I was older, he had one. I was like,
did
wait
you get
a minute.
The hand-me-down Game Boy?
I took it. I'm like, you've got that. You don't need it. But he had, and then I borrowed his games later from
him. Yeah, but it comes with the Ninja Turtle games. So
son
that's
of right. a... But you know, the Game Boy is where Pokemon was born.
No.
Yeah.
Back when we were kids?
No, but a little later in the game.
Okay. I see.
But
not the original Game Boy, but Pokemon,
pretty
the
close.
Idea was born out of a portable gaming system.
I'll check what year the Game Boy, or when Pokemon started, but yeah.
I want to say Game Boy Advance.
No, it was
what
well
was the
before
one that,
that
we had at the Star Trek makeup room?
We had Game Boy Advance back then. But no, the I had a Game Boy Color at that time. I think I bought one as well. I forgot I owned so many of these as well. No, but
you
the
should
Pokemon
give them back to your brother.
Oh, dare he. No, Pokemon started hit pause. In 1996.
What?
Yeah. So
we were. I was just about to graduate high school.
I had graduated high school, and that's when Pokemon showed around. So that was about the time of the Game Boy.
That's what's funny to me is to say that it came from a Game Boy because I feel like that's a kid's thing because I was a teenager at that point. You know.
Yeah. Well, you said you owned a Game Boy Color. No, it was at the end of the game because Game Boy Color was released in 98. So Pokemon was on the original.
Would that clear one of? Because I remember we went through. I went and bought another Game Boy when we were playing it in the Star Trek makeup room. Was that when I got the clear one?
You must.
I know I had a clear one.
Yeah, you must have gotten the Game Boy Color at that point because I had a Game Boy Color when we were in Star Trek and it turned.
You started that whole thing.
Yeah. Did you get one too then?
Yes.
Great.
So I remember we would play in the breaks and then wasn't there a game that you could, because that was another part of the Game Boy. It wasn't the original Game Boy, or was it that you could connect them?
That's where I'm going. That's why we're doing the history of the Game Boy.
Got it.
Because then after the Game Boy, so on Game Boy Color, to play Game Boy games, you could take all the black and white games. And remember, it was just on an LED screen. So then to get color from the, because it was backwards compatible, it would take those four gray scales and it would either know or you could decide what each of those four gray scales represented in the color wheel. So like dark gray could be blue, mm-hmm. Light gray could be pink, and so on and so forth. So you could play
your own contrast.
Yeah, exactly. But they would look terrible.
Yeah.
Because then you're like, you know, there's only so much. So you go out into a forest or whatever, you have the blue sky, the brown ground, the green trees, the pink character, the red dragon, but you only get four colors. So it's like, which is which? And you end up with like yellow trees because the guy's character is yellow. So it was pretty terrible. Plus, you had to put the cartridges in upside down because eventually the Game Boy was backwards compatible. The cartridges, where you put the game slot was in a different spot, so you had to put it in upside down into the thing in order to play it.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
So it wasn't on the top.
It wasn't on the top. It was on the bottom. So you're like shoving on the on the inside there. You're like, does this seem right? So Kirby didn't work when you had to do that because the Kirby games, also very popular on the Game Boy, had the little the early version of the same thing that like iPhones or any of the. What
the gyroscope.
Gyroscope. So they had a gyro inside the cartridge, and when you put it in an upside-down Game Boy...
I'm always falling.
Exactly. This game is stupid. Actually, that might have been the Advance, which was what came next. Now, you and I bought the Advance and would sit at the sound studio that we worked at, and we'd go to lunch or whatever, and hardwire our Advances together in order to play with each other.
Yeah, you could... But that was before... Not at that time, but that's what my next question was. I thought that this was like before you could hub Xboxes. You know what I mean? Like
same
this
time.
Is the first kind of networking of game consoles.
Yeah, that was the same.
Was the Game Boy
time.
Though the first to do that, or do we not?
I don't think it was the first to do that. Yeah. But it was because you were able to do that.
Obviously, the first portable gaming system, though.
I think so. Yeah. And you could only do four at once, so because like I could link out and be
because there was a hub type. Mm-hmm. Yes. Or no? Did you daisy? No, you couldn't daisy.
It was daisy chains because it was like four.
It was a connector on each side.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
And so we sat in the back seat of the car.
And you could play Tetris.
We could play Tetris, and we could power each other. And then we had a racing game that we could have. I should dig out. Why didn't I bring out my Game Boys for this episode? Hit pause. You know what? Let's talk about that next time.
All right. We could do that.
History of the Game Boy Part 2. That was the early years.
and I will make a personal note to lay off the tangents, and we can become a little more focused. Because I think it's an interesting topic. I'm very...
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. All right. So that was our show. 408-228-4911. Or send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast. By the way, speaking on that topic, if you go to secondfunniestpodcast.com, there's a link on the left side of the page that says email us. I have separate emails now. So if you... A lot of listeners like to send the random questions. Kevin and I are fans of answering those random questions. I think what we might do is if we ever run out of things to talk about, we'll just go to those questions. So if you have random questions you would like to send to us to help inspire ideas and things to talk about, you can now send those to questions@secondfunniestpodcast. If you are interested in an autograph from Kevin Miller, there's also an email about that where I give you the mailing address to send that to. And make sure you send us an email because we do not check the P.O. box all the time. But you send us an email to autographs@secondfunniestpodcast.com. So, on behalf of my good friend Kevin Miller, this is Justin Worship saying, okay, bye.